everyone, and welcome to another lesson here at Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
And today we're bringing you a newbie lesson. This is our free lesson you can find on the iTunes store, and it's called No Internet.
We don't have internet.
This is actually something that happens quite often.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's quite annoying.
And especially if you olvidar. If you olvidar to pay something.
So this is our keyword for today, the verb olvidar.
Mm-hmm.
To forget. So we probably forgot to pay the bill or something.
Yes.
So let's listen to this dialogue 3 times and we'll be right back.
Dialogue, first time.
Oye, ¿por qué no funciona el internet?
Ay, es que me olvidé pagar la cuenta.
Pero te di el dinero la semana pasada.
Lo siento.
Second time.
Oye, ¿por qué no funciona el internet?
Ay, es que me olvidé pagar la cuenta.
Pero te di el dinero la semana pasada.
Lo siento.
Third time.
Oye, ¿por qué no funciona el internet?
Ay, es que me olvidé pagar la cuenta.
Pero te di el dinero la semana pasada.
Lo siento.
All right, we're back. So now let's go with a line-by-line translation.
Oye, ¿por qué no funciona el internet?
Hey, why doesn't the internet work?
Oye, ¿por qué no funciona el internet?
Hey, why isn't the internet working?
Oye, ¿por qué no funciona el internet? Ay, es que me olvidé pagar la cuenta.
Oh, it's just that I forgot to pay the bill.
Ay, es que me olvidé pagar la cuenta.
Oh, it's that I forgot to pay the bill.
Ay, es que me olvidé pagar la cuenta. Pero te di el dinero la semana pasada.
But I gave you the money last week.
Pero te di el dinero la semana pasada.
But I gave you money last week.
Pero te di el dinero la semana pasada. Lo siento.
I'm sorry.
Lo siento.
I'm sorry.
Lo siento.
All right, so...
Don't you hate when that happens?
This happens to me. I leave money for bills to be paid and they're not paid. And it really, really makes me angry.
Yeah.
And if somebody says lo siento or I'm sorry, that's just not enough.
Oh, oui. You run a tight ship.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take an in-depth look at what we just heard.
Oye, ¿por qué no funciona el internet?
So we have the interjection oye, which means hey, or
listen.
Literally, listen.
Mm-hmm.
¿Por qué? Okay, this is the why.
Why?
¿Por qué? Why? Why doesn't it work? ¿Por qué no funciona?
¿Por qué no funciona?
All right.
Okay, here we have the verb funcionar. Funciona. And it's in the third person singular of the indicative form, funciona.
And then we have the masculine, el internet. So there is no actual translation in Spanish for internet.
No, but it's masculine.
It's masculine. Yeah, el internet.
You don't say la internet.
La internet, no.
No, you say la red.
La red, okay, the network.
But not the internet.
Okay, moving on.
Ay, es que me olvidé pagar la cuenta.
All right, so we have another interjection here, ay.
Mm-hmm.
So ay is just an interjection used to express like anger or maybe even if you forgot something. Ay,
yeah,
you know, like surprise.
I forgot, yes, exactly. Es que me olvidé pagar la cuenta.
Okay, now this es que. So these two words go together and it's basically used to give reason. It's because.
It's just that.
It's just that. Mm-hmm. Es que me olvidé, and here's our keyword, olvidé, or the verb olvidar. This is in the past, olvidé.
Yes, in the prior, olvidé. Pagar la cuenta.
You forgot to pay the bill. Pagar, now we have another verb here, pagar.
Mm-hmm.
La cuenta, the bill.
La cuenta.
All right, so you forgot to pay the bill.
Pero te di el dinero la semana pasada.
So we have the word pero.
Pero.
Pero, but.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but... I gave you the money last week. Te di.
Te di.
Okay, now we have another verb there.
Dar es el verbo dar. The verb is dar.
Okay, so this verb dar is in the past in this case, di.
Yes.
The money, el dinero. Money, dinero is a noun. And last week, la semana pasada.
Mm-hmm. That's last week. All la right. semana pasada.
La semana pasada. Towards the end,
The answer is lo siento.
Lo siento. Okay, so this is a phrase. Mm-hmm. It goes together and it means I'm sorry.
Yes, lo siento.
All right, lo siento. I'm sorry. All right, so I think we've covered just about everything. Why don't we listen to this dialogue 3 more times and we'll be right back.
Dialogue, first time.
Oye, ¿por qué no funciona el internet?
Ay, es que me olvidé pagar la cuenta.
Pero te di el dinero la semana pasada.
Lo siento.
Second time.
Oye, ¿por qué no funciona el internet?
Ay, es que me olvidé pagar la cuenta.
Pero te di el dinero la semana pasada.
Lo siento.
Third time.
Oye, ¿por qué no funciona el internet?
Ay, es que me olvidé pagar la cuenta.
Pero te di el dinero la semana pasada.
Lo siento.
All right, we're back now. This, as you mentioned, is a common situation and people forget to pay their bills. Me olvidé de pagar.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, like in the lesson, you can say me olvidé, which means I forgot, or you can just say olvidé without the me. Okay, mm-hmm. So it's okay if you say, ay, es que olvidé pagar la cuenta. It's okay.
Okay.
But here, me is just emphasizing that I forgot, mm-hmm. You know, but it's the same thing. So you can say, olvidé llamarte.
I forgot to call you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say,
me olvidé llamarte.
Okay, I forgot to call you. So both of them are perfectly okay. It's just that in the second case, you're emphasizing more on yourself.
Exactly. All these paying bills and stuff. I remember when I was in the States, it was amazing for me that you could pay everything by, you know, your online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
You hadn't used online payments yet?
No, not really. In Mexico, it's people, they just, I don't know, we don't trust.
It's actually been always efficient because I remember before online payments, you would pay your bills by mail. So you would just slip in a check.
Exactly.
And just send it out. So you would never even step into the telephone company's office or anything, right?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, if you forget to pay or something, that's what is amazing. Now you just go to whatever the company and you do it like on a kiosk, you know, like you just tap in things and you just pass your card and that's it.
And
you're done. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right. So it is an interesting topic. And of course, the worst thing that could happen nowadays, I think, is for you to not have internet, because not only could you not listen to Spanish Pod, but basically, you can't do anything.
I know. We depend so much on the internet. But you forget that there's people that don't use it.
Yeah.
At all.
Like,
I just went to Mexico. My dad doesn't have internet in his house.
Really?
None.
Or you ask somebody, hey, what's your email address? They're like, I don't have one.
I know.
What?
I know. A lot of my family, they don't.
That's weird.
It's not. It's amazing. It's great.
All right. So don't forget to come to SpanishPod.com where you can leave your questions and comments. And if you're listening to iTunes, please be sure to visit us as well where you can sign up for a 7-day free trial. So we'll see everyone there. And until next time. Bye.
Bye.